What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn the devil, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Wednesday, everybody. Crab Diving Live, blasting at you. Second attempt from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the I've already fucked up. On the Pacific Coast.
Oh, yes.
The Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5, if your ear holes are listening to us out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for 24/7. Maybe go and download us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However you're listening to us, we appreciate the crap out of it. If you've been listening live, for our podcasting,
right,
listeners, you can
you didn't hear anything.
Do a line or something for the next 30
right.
seconds.
They heard this though.
Of your favorite powdered whatever.
Right. Oh yes.
But if you're not, if you're listening live, then we apologize for the aborted stop.
Ooh yes.
Start and stop because. For some reason, it didn't seem like I didn't, our microphone, something was weird.
It wasn't a connection
or anything. Right. I got some weird cloud errors and stuff like that.
What
so
the fuck?
I didn't think our voices were going out,
man.
So we started over and I did the opening again only for the reason that I don't then have to go in later and edit.
Oh, I appreciate
and put a new
that
fucking opening.
Oh my God. Yes.
Show. So it saves me some time.
Fucking of course.
So you get to hear the mellifluous tones of Trump and everything in the opening.
Cut up some Sudafed, snort it, just like Donnie.
That may not be inaccurate. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal.
Yay.
At crabdiving.com/Amazon. And every time you buy something through that link, we get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid.
And welcome.
Yes.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, and join us on our Facebook page, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Strap in, everybody. All kinds of shit to talk about.
Yes.
I'm particularly irritated about something today.
What is it?
We'll get to it in
a second.
But thanks for joining us, everybody.
Right. I just want to tell...
My name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer, and congratulations, Florida. You did it. You beat the coronavirus. We're reopening. DeSantis soon will announce phase two. You'll be able to have even more people at your establishment because we are beating this thing. We're winning, right?
Are we?
I don't know.
Define winning?
Well, it's weird. I don't know how you define winning, but it looks like we're winning right now. I mean, people are all excited to go out.
Well, guess what?
Shit.
Bad news, everyone.
Yes.
Between May 4th and May 5th, the number of cases here in Florida went up. So we are not, our next phase cannot proceed yet.
Oh, wait. No. Oh, I bet it will. Because this phase was supposed to be preceded by a 14-day downward trend. Am I wrong?
I don't know what phase we're in, to be honest with you. I don't know.
I assumed phase one. I mean...
604 cases here in the county.
Okay, that's more than we had.
15 deaths.
Right, that's more. That's an increase.
That is. So there you go.
Jeez.
Not
a decrease.
and people don't seem to really
right.
give a fuck here.
It's like they don't fucking care. Their thing is, hey, we can't do this forever. We got to get back to work. We didn't do it forever. But we didn't do it forever.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines and we'll get to
yes.
some of the other shit fantastic right. fuckwatery that's you, going on.
You want to go to Missouri and go to a concert or something like that? Because you can, no. I think.
It's a lovely state, but no.
Come on.
That'll be so much. Some of it's lovely.
What fucking, who is going to give the first concert in Missouri? Who the fuck?
Kid Rock.
Oh my God, you're right. He would.
Scott Baio's band.
He does not have a fucking motherfucking band.
Of course he probably
does. Charles in Charge Quartet.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPost, the headline there readeth, the president yes. doesn't care if you live or die.
Yeah, damn. Wow.
Well,
geez.
God. Well, I thought this was listen. About news.
Well, you know.
That's not news. That's blatantly obvious.
To the people with the Joe Biden is just like Donald Trump idea, deal, theory, oh, thing. I don't know.
Morons.
Do you really think that? Do you really think that?
Throughout the coronavirus crisis, President Donald Trump has dished out dangerous cures, in quotes, played down the severity of the pandemic, pushed to reopen the economy, and bragged about the job he's doing. There's been a central theme running through his response, his seeming utter act of empathy for the people who are suffering from COVID-19,
jeez,
the disease caused by the coronavirus. Oh, but that's not true. I saw something the RNC put out the other day of a clip from one of his latest interviews where he was just, yeah. I just want everyone to know we love them out there and we care right. about the fact that you died and stuff. And, and I love you and I'm sorry and that's it.
Gosh, I mean, I'm just trying to what are the highlights? How can we be non-biased here? Or, I mean,
fuck that.
I mean, but non-biased. Wait. I mean, he doesn't have the ability to make you feel better, right? He doesn't have that.
He is incapable of that.
And he's not doing anything that would make us feel better. You know what I mean?
Just the opposite. Like,
right. And I think that the idea that someone wrote the president has been, you know, pursuing cures. And that's in quotes.
That's in air quotes.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's shameful. How many people have died and he's telling us to have the malarial drug shoved up our asshole that he knows nothing about? It's just his fucking friend or whatever gave money to his fucking campaign that owns it. How many people are dead? 70,000? Go fuck yourself, motherfucker.
April 26th, the Washington Post analyzed 13 hours Trump had spent talking in his daily briefings, which yes. were stopped after his own aides intervened to argue that the appearances were actually hurting his popularity.
It's crazy to me that case had to be made to him. The case actually had to be made to him that, dude, these aren't going well for you. Did he think they were or something?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck off.
No, he's listening to Hannity when he's shoving a Happy Meal into his mouth with one hand.
Yeah.
And playing tiptoe on his toadstool with his other hand.
I'm just picturing whatever Happy Meal toy that came with it probably gets shoved up his fascist asshole.
But he's watching
Hannity,
TV.
Right?
Yeah, and watching Fox Hannity and watching them, and they're telling him, oh, God, did you see how the president owned the press today? He really gave them what's for. He's amazing. He put that evil lamestream media right in their place.
There's no way he felt like the moment he had with Deb.
He did.
No, where he's like, why don't you try lights? Why don't you swallow some light bulbs or whatever the fuck he said about vitamin C? That moment was like something from a really amazing scene in a Christopher Guest movie where you would say beautifully acted, but you went too far.
You're talking about self-awareness, which is not also on the list of things that Trump is incapable
of. Not even a little bit.
No.
It's not going well. Those news conferences are fucking shit shows.
So they analyzed 13 hours of him yapping.
Yes.
During his briefings, and of those 13 hours, he spent 2 hours attacking people.
Okay.
45 minutes praising himself.
Right.
and expressing condolences for coronavirus victims 4.5 minutes.
Oh, shit! What does that mean, though, expressing condolences? Like,
showing any kind of pretend empathy that people are dying of this, and this is bad, and we're really sorry, and we're...
I thought you meant like he was actually doing work, like writing letters to victims' families.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, I listen, it wouldn't be out of character for even the worst president you could imagine. The worst president you could imagine.
Do you remember the first phone call he had to make about a soldier that was killed in the Mideast? And he told the widow, well, you know, he knew what he was signing up for.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
On Tuesday, he left Washington for the first time since March. He wasn't going to meet with victims' families. You know, they've been fighting with him, I'll bet, because he wants to go golf. And they're like, you cannot go golf during the pandemic. I'll practice social distancing. You can't go golfing during the pandemic. It will look horrible. I don't give a fuck. I'm going golfing.
You're right, dude. He probably is fighting for that. I was going to say something incredibly stupid, like he's probably fighting to go visit victims and families because he thinks he will be really good at it.
No way. No, he doesn't want to talk to those smelly people. I don't want to talk to those smelly people. They've had the COVID. Their brother had COVID. Ah! I don't want to go near them.
I rewatched. I don't know why I did it to myself, but there's been some amazing. I got to say, in the last couple of days, there's been some amazing fucking moments on TV at Trump's expense. Like what Don Lemon said to Donald Trump. I listened to that shit again. Yeah. I mean, fuck. Yeah. That he's better looking than you. That his wife is more accomplished or more intelligent, whatever the fuck he said. Oh, God. More accomplished. And he's right. Don Lemon's right. Donald Trump has a big problem with Obama because Obama is black. And that is a big thing with Trump because, you know, he's a big fucking... What case am I making? Right now, I no one listening to this doesn't agree with what I'm saying. I'm sorry. The Donald Trump moment, the Don Lemon thing. I forgot the other one I was about to say that was just fucking spectacular. And now I can't remember what the fuck it was. Ah, shit. Fuck. And I that Rick Wilson Lincoln Foundation, whatever the fuck that is.
Morning in America?
That is. Oh, my God.
Somebody tweeted, we need to see a commercial about Jared and like all the stuff he's been put in charge of.
Yeah.
That has gone right in the shit can. Middle East peace. But they won't even talk to the United States anymore, the Palestinians.
So that's going back. You're saying that's bad. That's okay. Bad. You're biased. Okay. Yeah, it's bad.
And in fact, I've got a story here for today.
I mean, what? But we're thinking about it wrong.
Coronavirus
right?
effort said to be hampered by inexperienced volunteers. These are assholes that Jared is putting together. Jared himself.
How many people are fucking dead? 70,000 in our country, and Jared is the guy?
This is Washington Post. Yasmin Abu Taleb and Ashley Parker.
Yes.
The coronavirus response being spearheaded by President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has relied in part on volunteers from consulting and private equity firms.
Someone
with little expertise in the tasks they were assigned,
okay.
Exacerbating chronic problems in obtaining supplies for hospitals and other needs, according to numerous government officials.
We need the top guys in there. And Bill Gates, I don't know how you're going to make it happen, but you got to reach out to Donald Trump and say, I want to help you. I want to help you. Please, someone, other people, who else? Who else? Just do it. Just do it. Just be nice to this asshole.
Bill Gates, Rick Wiles told me that you're trying to put the sign, the mark of the beast on everyone.
I hate that so much. And I'm not saying, yes, there's evil shit about Microsoft, right? I hate Excel. I hate Excel for so many fucking reasons. There's a lot of things I don't like about PowerPoint, but just because Bill Gates hates my ass the way he fucked up Microsoft with that mail merge, I know that he doesn't hate us as a country. His heart, you know what I mean? Like, his heart's in it. He wants to help people.
Right, right.
I mean, he...
I think, yeah.
He eradicated malaria, right?
No, but...
I thought he did.
In areas, he's done really good. Yeah.
So why doesn't he offer some help? Well, he could do something, couldn't he?
Well, he has, and he's been accused of wanting to put the mark of the beast on people.
You know, even if you had someone with better friends, it would be better because let's say I don't know, man. Hillary is president, and let's say the coronavirus is not going as well as you would like. Which Hillary doing a bad job of the coronavirus right now, I will take over this. I'm sure it's
so. When Trump left Washington yesterday, he didn't go to meet with like victims' families.
Oh,
or anything.
Okay.
Excuse me. He went to. I just downed some fizzy soda.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Instead, he was going to visit a business that makes masks in Arizona.
God.
I'm going to pay my respect to a great company, he said, got on Air Force One.
What was the point of going to the mask factory? Photo op?
Well, and there's signs everywhere saying that everyone should be wearing masks, and nobody, he wasn't wearing a mask.
Right.
Or any of the people around
him. Yeah. He had goggles on.
Because he was not going to wear a mask, but he wasn't going to pull a Pence.
Yes.
And be the only one not wearing a mask. So you know he told all those people, none of you fuckers wear masks.
But that's so evil.
I have no
that
doubt.
That is so
Do
evil,
Do you have
though.
A doubt
no,
that that's what
no.
happened?
So instead of Donald Trump.
Because otherwise the story would be everybody around in masks, and there's that asshole Trump, which is what happened to Pence.
God, how can you not hate these people? They suck. All of these people fucking suck. Fuck these Nazis. Oh, God.
Trump added, the American people should think of themselves as warriors in the battle to reopen the economy.
You are a wacko. That's a wacko.
Well, you know, and warriors sometimes die.
Yeah. Why, though?
So, everyone, we're warriors, and, you know, if you take one for the team, hey, just think of that Dow.
Well, you know what?
People, and again, right. a quick point. What's going on right now, you know, the Dow's been going up.
Yeah.
The GDP is, like, minus 35 or something
right,
like that.
Right.
Tens of millions of people out of work.
Is it going up because of the reopening?
No. It just proves to you that the stock market doesn't mean fuck to economy.
the stock market.
And
market's up.
And what is happening on the streets
Dad,
to
the
people?
Fuck? How in the fuck is the value of the stock market growing when
companies people are starting to say, well, hey, they're going to open up. We're going to make some money again. Let's buy some stocks.
God, it's like, but I see people not giving a fuck here in Florida now. Like, just they're over it. They're done with the social distancing. Everybody's doing whatever the fuck they're doing.
Right.
They don't give a shit. We are going to have a second wave of this. Am I crazy? Am I fucking crazy? I think it's nuts to go out in this if you don't fucking have to. Am I being a terrified pussy?
No, I'm
like
not
that fucking comedian called
out.
Me on Facebook?
What was that tweet yesterday? Go ahead
terrified
and fucking
pussy.
Reopen what you want. I'm not fucking going.
Right.
Reopen what you want. I'm not going.
I mean, you know, I'm talking to a nurse friend of mine who is at what he was treating COVID patients.
Is it one of those places, right?
Camps. A field hospital. Yeah. And I asked him, I was like, you know, I called to see how the guy was doing, but I wanted to see what he thought. I was like, do you think Florida should be reopening right now? And he said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And that guy is from here. He's from here. He's not some Yahoo, like, I don't know what you'd call some Yankees. He's not some, I don't know how the rednecks would make fun of this guy, but he's from here, and he's like, don't reopen. You don't have enough PPE stockpile. I sound like an insane person, because I'm the only one. Fuck. You begin to feel like if you're someone that doesn't want to reopen America, and you are all the time talking to people that want to reopen America, Jesus fucking dick, you start sounding insane. You know what I mean? I hate that shit. I'm not insane. You're insane. You're gonna reopen America? God, Florida's a licking state. All they do is lick shit. Sit around all day licking. Licking, licking, licking. And when they're not licking, do you know what Florida's doing? They're shooting. They're shooting things. Not white things, but they're shooting. Fuck Trump.
Sorry, it was a Kong toy event.
Oh, no. That was crazy.
Huh?
Now he's talking about Florida and how we're reopening and how it's just fucking stupid, dude. It's like, look at this. There's more virus than there was when we started this, right? When we started this quarantine, sheltering in place shit, there was less virus, right?
I believe so.
Okay, and now there's more virus.
Kind of.
Okay. What do you mean kind of? There's more cases.
Right, it's really starting to creep into rural areas now. They're starting to be like, wait a second.
Now that's bad news, right? That's news that makes really you not want to open. Okay. Because it's like people say we don't know. There's so much about this we don't know. And I will say, can you imagine anything that we don't know about this virus that would make you feel better about it? What the fuck
we don't know?
Yeah, I mean,
how would we know if we would feel better if we don't know about it?
I know, but that's my point. It's like people's, they're like, we can't just stay, we don't know everything about this virus, so why shelter in place? That's the reasoning sometimes, and I think it's fucking nuts.
We've got, Donald, back to the story. Trump, has acknowledged that he knows some people who have died from COVID-19, expressing amazement at the speed and viciousness of the horrible disease.
Name the person.
He said he's talked to 3 or 4 families who had someone die from the virus. He had one of his golf buddies died of it earlier on.
Okay.
But he hasn't really talked about what people are going through.
Right. Yeah.
And not only that, but he's pushed remedies that are not only unproven, but possibly dangerous.
He can't even help. You know what I mean? Like, he hurts. He should just not do anything.
On Sunday, he said, there's not too many states I know of that are going up. Almost everybody is headed in the right direction.
Is that true?
Inaccurate.
Well, our state is not headed in the right direction, right?
We're on the right side of it, but we want to keep it that way. And we also want to get back to work. He's probably talking about that fake chart that guy made up just to so he could get some sucking room on Trump's balls. Right.
And they took that model that they've been following the whole time off the CDC's site, right? Because it makes the outlook not so rosy.
Right. They've been playing with some of the numbers too with that, you know. Well, here's people who had flu-like symptoms and died of pneumonia, but they weren't tested of COVID, so we're not going to count them.
Why wouldn't you just to be on the see if you're a logical person, you would say what? Just to be on the
just
safe
the
side,
opposite, right?
Let's include them,
right?
It's like
no, that's you demtards are inflating the numbers.
You know,
somebody fell down the stairs when they had COVID and broke their neck. You're going to say they died of COVID?
You know, I don't think it's the Dems that are being mentally deficient here. I mean, okay. I mean, fuck, man, fuck, dude. It's like. What more do you, it's just so obvious they're fudging the numbers to make the reopening look better or to make the reopening happen, right?
Yeah. So that's the,
there's no way you, normal people, intelligent people can grasp that. That's not that crazy to see.
Right. But they have no foresight. They don't understand that 4 months from now, when we're having to shut everything up even more, and then when the hospitals are really getting pummeled and we really are running out of ventilators and shit.
And then it's hurricane season.
Then they're going to have the election. The Democrats are going to win, and they're going to start blaming the Democrats right away.
Yeah.
Well, right away.
Of course.
Instantly.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing about this that isn't. I'm trying to not be negative, but it's a terrifying motherfucking fucked up situation.
There's nothing positive.
And I'm looking at a bunch of people.
The shittiest time in history to have the shittiest president in history.
I tell you something. This thing will even make people that are borderline science deniers go on the side that denies science because economy. That's what I'm seeing in people I know. And I'm like, you want to go out into this. And they're like, well, they start massaging the numbers in a way that makes it sound like you have a very remote chance of getting it and shit like that. And I don't know. Whatever. It's
Rick Wilson. You mentioned Rick Wilson, one of the targets of Trump's ire for that
nightmarish
for that ad that is gone viral. And you know what? You know, Tucker Carlson played the whole ad on his show. That's why Trump saw it and lost his mind.
Well, I'll tell you something.
I mean, Tucker's got to know that that's not going to help Trump.
It might have been that he started to play the ad and he couldn't help but watch the end of it, even though it's so terrifying. I think it's creepy, man. And I watched it again because I was like, God, I can't believe how creepy that fucking ad was. I'm going to watch it again. Right. And yeah, it's creepy.
Rick Wilson tweeted a little 39 minutes ago. Donald Trump's American comeback ad this week clocked a mere 229,000 views. Sad, weak, impotent.
And you know what? The thing, God, hey, Democrats.
It's going to drive Trump nuts.
Right, right.
Nobody's watching. Why aren't people watching my videos? Why are they watching Rick Wilson's video?
Where was this before, though?
They have been doing this.
No. I mean, why not?
Rick Wilson's been doing it. He wrote, his book is 2 years old. No, everything Trump touches dies.
No, what I mean is, why not before Trump? Why weren't we always doing this? Why didn't Al Gore do this? Because this is just something, I don't know. You see that ad and you're like, that's the ads the Democrats should be putting out.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Why not?
Democrats are too nice.
God.
That's why we're using some of the Sith nice. Lords, the Sith Lords from the opposition. From the previous opposition to do these ads.
I'm fucking nice unless you're a fucking T-fuck. God, fuck Justin Amash, by the way.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
We'll see. He's still got to get the nomination.
For what party?
Libertarian. That's all he's got a shot at.
What other person?
And if he doesn't,
yeah,
you know, then he's...
God.
Nobody's going to give him money or anything. Oh, yeah. So, unless maybe Russia.
Unless he gets the nomination, right?
Oh, yeah. And then.
Then he'll get money.
Oh, Putin.
Right.
Putin and Saudi Arabia. Guys want Trump to stay.
Vlad, I don't know if this is appropriate, but I just want to say if you lay off the election, maybe, I don't know, what deal could you make with Vladimir Putin? Just ask him. Hey, Vlad, sit this one out, please.
I'm sure that'll work.
Fuck, man.
He says he didn't do anything.
Because I don't know how we fix that. These people are fucking dumb, man.
This volunteer team, really, it's consultant cunts. 24 employees from Boston Consulting Group, Insight, McKinsey, and other firms have volunteered their time, some on paid vacation leave from their jobs, others without pay, to aid the Trump administration's response. Okay, but these are finance cunts. A few of the volunteers have relevant backgrounds and experience. Many others are poorly matched with their assigned jobs.
Yeah, and finance cunts. Finance cunts that are friends with Jared are probably not the kind of finance cunts that could help you at all, right? I mean, they're probably...
Or want to help you at all. Yeah,
that's true. They don't even want to help. Right. They're just there to pick the bones dry from our carcass. We're going to be dead, and these people are picking the last bit of meat off the bones before everybody dies of coronavirus.
Oh, but the Drudge Report has a more sunny view of things.
Oh, good.
The headline there, United States of Infection.
That's funny. I mean, it's not.
Oh, but... and here's a map. Trump says, I don't know any states that are going up. Drudge has a map of all the states that are going up. The yellow ones. We're not. No, we're neutral.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
We're steady.
Oh, that's good.
Sort of.
Right? Okay, everybody back out.
It's
there,
like up, up, down, down, up, up, down, up, down, up, down. That's how our days have been going here for new cases. But who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
Because they're diddling with the numbers as much as they can.
And if you're our mayor, I don't know what the fuck you're up to.
Grover?
Do you think Grover knows how many ICU beds are available in Escambia?
His first name's Grover.
Do you think he knows that? Do you think he knows how many ICU beds are available?
I think he
how many ventilators?
Was briefed on that is at some point.
Do you think he has any idea how much PPE, the manpower that's available if we get hit with something? I'm wondering.
I mean, I would hope.
I mean, dude,
I'm hoping he's got a little more time than, say, like a mayor of a bigger city or something.
You know, if you're,
I'm hoping Grover picks up a memo and reads it once in a while.
If you ever want to be amused, maybe you've read all the scandals on Doug Underhill. They're pretty funny.
He's a local. Sorry to be so hyper local. He's county commissioner.
Right. He's the guy. County. Somebody sent a fake box that said, you know, a dozen industrial sized dildos.
Right. We did that story, not even kind of realizing
it's funny
that was our, but that he's our county board member. I remember doing that story.
He put a thing out on Facebook saying, you know, what this, I just read it last night. What this virus.
He was outraged the thing before. That somebody sent him a gag box to his office, and the outside was like sex toys, dildos, or something. It was marked like that,
and he
was outraged.
He's like, people with families work here; they might see this in the mail. Like, go fuck yourself.
And just so you know, he's been since the beginning. He's been against any kind of shutdown.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh,
and,
dude,
and has been hostile to people that have been suggesting.
Yeah.
But that's not the right way to do things.
I mean, again, and I'll say, if you're thinking about just not voting because it's not Bernie, the reason that that's bad is because a place like Florida very well could be stuck with, like, Doug Underhill types and...
Sure.
And Rick... Whatever.
Who do you think elected fucking DeSantis?
These people.
Right.
I mean, so... If we have a Democrat as president, that at least will be an adult that has something to say about Florida, right? Like, Joe Biden would have some jurisdiction over Florida to do something, right? I mean, we'd have some adult that would do something.
I think Biden's going to win Florida.
For us. Yeah. I can't imagine he wouldn't.
I saw another story today, if you want some hope.
Okay.
You know, these polls and everything.
People
are there's an extra mind fuck going on because of what happened in 2016.
Yeah.
And how all the polls obviously said Hillary's going to win.
People are scared.
And Trump didn't. And now they're like, wait a minute, you know, Trump's approval rating is going up. And there was some poll out yesterday that said that they think Trump will be able to handle the economy better coming back than Biden.
We
and
did
shit.
That story, and I don't even understand that story.
And
you think that,
but they're basically saying that if you go deeper, look deeper into the data in these polls, that a lot of people they're not There's one indicator that was only wrong once.
Yes.
It's who do you think is going to win, not who is going to win.
Who do you think?
Who do you want to win? Who will win?
Okay.
And it hasn't been like wrong. It's been wrong the last two times.
Right.
Because everybody wanted Hillary to win.
Right.
And they Trump thought won. She would win.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
This time...
It's going to be right.
This time, they're hoping... Yeah.
Oh, wait, it'll be wrong because people...
I've confused myself.
But whatever it was, that's the point.
It's a good sign
right.
that whatever the indicators are now, that it's a good sign that when you talk to when people like Democrats are pessimistic right now, when you ask them who they think they will win, yes. they're like, oh, God, it might be Trump.
Well,
because now they're gun shy.
Yeah. And
but
and,
who will. But that might be a motivator. They're saying.
Yeah.
That yes. all these Democrats are like, he's going to fucking
well,
win.
Fuck,
we absolutely
course.
Need to get out and
well,
vote.
Well, yes. Of course, there's. I mean,
it
damn.
Wasn't in 2016 enough.
I know. But fuck, pandemic.
Right.
I mean, good fucking Christ. Everybody.
But it was I know I've confused everybody and myself.
But that's
with
the point.
Horrible but explanation. But
that is the point, though, because it is this tremendous mind fuck. It is a tremendous mind fuck to say Joe Biden's going to win because last time I said Hillary was going to win. Fervently.
Also at the Drudge Report.
It's terrifying.
Causing yet another chest clutching of a majority of the company.
Oh, yes.
Country.
Yes.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the right. hospital again.
Right. Oh, you motherfuckers. Don't let her fucking die.
A gallstone, basically, and a gallbladder. They said it was a non-surgical procedure, which probably means ultrasound, maybe?
Where did
they
she
busted
go?
It up.
Did she go to an urgent care, or what did she do?
But she was working today from the hospital. She was on that Zoom call.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's a video. It's just on that. She was on that call
right.
today. Which, by the way, huge. What's going on? This is they're hearing arguments from these fucking nuns who are suing.
Oh, the birth control.
We don't want to have to provide our employees with stuff that kills babies.
Go fuck yourself. Come on.
God, I saw
what a weird understanding.
Sotomayor
science.
had a great question about to the. The lawyer representing the fucking nuns.
Yeah. Fucking nuns.
About, well, let's say there's a vaccine developed for COVID-19 and the president mandates that everyone yes. needs to get this vaccination.
Right. Right.
Would you think your employer would be able to opt out or say no to that? And they were like, well, no, I don't think so. And she was like,
God, okay, motherfucker.
Right.
God.
So, hello?
Yeah. So that went well, right?
And it's just because they don't want to pay for birth control and their
it's
employee
money.
Insurance.
It's fucking money, right?
Right. Well, you know, they've got sexual abuse.
Oh, yes. That's expensive
stuff to pay for.
You know what's expensive
judgments.
When yes, if you guys, I wonder if they thought this through the years as they're just raping children right and left. They're like, God, if we ever get started, if we get sued over this shit, it's going to be the end of us. They just kept on raping.
I don't know if this is really going to be.
Yeah,
if you can hear this. This was going on. It's fascinating. I listened to a little bit of the. You could tune in,
yeah.
And listen to the oral arguments.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's cool.
The it said, I don't know what the dog is interested in the window or something about.
Yeah.
This is during Barr versus the American Association of Political Consultants.
Okay.
This is a case over whether the Telephone Consumer Protection Act of 1991's robocall ban is an unconstitutional content-based restriction of speech.
Okay.
So these are fucking robocallers.
Right, right,
who
right.
Who are saying that it's against their First Amendment.
So they call me. I listen to what they're saying. What they're saying to me is protected by the First Amendment.
They're saying it's their right to call you.
Oh, sir. Okay.
And whatever they say. Which is bullshit.
That's my phone line I pay for, bullshit, right? Yeah. I mean,
these are some political ad fucks that are trying consultants are the ones that are suing. Bill Barr is defending it. Bill Barr thinks it should stay. We should keep a list. So
yeah,
in a rare,
right.
We agree with here. They're actually defending that one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because the people in the robocall business are like, geez, our only clients are Republicans because they like to call people who are 80 years old.
They say they're direct participants in the American political process who wish to use automatic call technology to engage in political speech at the core of the First Amendment.
Oh, my God. Play some of the robocalls. We should listen to some of these. They say the craziest shit, don't they?
Right.
I mean, get the fuck out of here, the political discourse.
So I don't know how well you can hear this, but this happened during one of the arguments going on.
I'm going to be saying, hey, call your congressman and change these laws that apply to banks. And what the FCC has said is that when the subject matter of the call ranges to the topic, then the call is transformed. And
Somebody flush the toilet during the Supreme Court oral argument.
Well, good. Fucking good, man. Maybe somebody hearing that argument feels better. They're in a better mood. You know? They're like, oh, God.
So who's taking a shit?
Boy, John Roberts.
Or taking a piss.
Yeah.
While listening to oral arguments.
Yeah, maybe John Roberts will vote better if he pees. Or whatever. Hey, this is the age of Skype or whatever. That was on Zoom or.
Oh, God.
That's funny. Shit, man. You're going to start getting calls from Trump. He loves that sort of thing. Ooh, yes.
It says the sum of human history and technological advancement led to a point Wednesday where the sound of a flushing toilet could be heard while the highest court in America was listening to arguments over the phone. Yeah. During a global pandemic.
About robocalls, though.
Yeah.
About robocalls. I can't get rid of it. I can't think of a more. Fuck that. Fuck robocalls. I hate them. Get rid of them. They suck.
You're right.
And get rid of the.
You don't have
industry.
A right to come into my house and express your political speech. If I asked you to leave, therefore, you don't have a right to make the device in my house.
That's fucked up. That's like saying I could be on my computer. And I can get a call through my computer from you that I have to listen. I guess that's the same thing. I mean, it's fucking stupid. Nobody likes robocalls.
I'm just looking at all these sub headlines over at Drudge. Live and Let Die blasts as Trump visits mask factory.
Is that true? I thought that was a fake headline.
No, that's real.
Shit. Hey, that's real. That's their policy.
Trump says his critics are worse than Pearl Harbor and 9/11.
Oh, come on.
President Donald Trump on Wednesday said that fallout from the novel coronavirus pandemic has hit the United States harder than Pearl Harbor and World War II. Oh, the fallout. Okay.
But like he means people closing down and panicking and shit like
that. We went through the worst attack we've ever had in our country. This is really the worst attack we've ever had. This is worse than Pearl Harbor. This is worse than the World Trade Center.
I mean, why are you comparing them, nutball? Why would anybody say...
Because he's now going to say, I've done so well with the worst attack ever. Look at how great we've done.
See, I would think someone that had a loved one die in the World Trade Center would hear that and think, gosh, boy, that makes me feel like shit. Or, you know, I don't know. What a piece of shit. God.
We have,
thanks, Republicans. Good fucking job. Nice work.
This is, Trump contradicted a nurse who said that access to sufficient supplies of PPE during the pandemic has been sporadic.
Trump shot back. Sporadic for you, but not sporadic for a lot of other people.
What the fuck? What a weird thing to say anyway.
This is during... Oh, she's brave. This is National Nurses Day event at the White House meant to honor first responders.
Right.
Sophia Thomas said access to sufficient supplies has been sporadic. Trump said sporadic for you, but not sporadic for a lot of other people.
God.
She is the president of the National Association of Nurse Practitioners. Oh, so she's union. He hates her.
Oh, yeah. He probably, yes, he hates her.
She's a union.
But why? Gee, I just don't, I can't imagine any president reacting that way.
She said, I've been reusing my N95 masks for a few weeks now. PPE has been sporadic, but it's been manageable. And we do what we have to do. We're nurses. And we learn to adapt and do whatever the best thing we can do for our patients to get the job done, get the care provided. That's what we're going to do to continue to do as COVID-19 continues.
God, see, Trump should hear that and just feel so fucking horrible. The reason they are having to reuse those masks is because of him.
She caved then after Trump said that. She's like, oh, no, I agree, Mr. President. And he said, because I've heard the opposite. I've heard they're loaded up with gowns now.
He said that?
And initially we had nothing. We had empty cupboards. We had empty shelves. We had nothing because it wasn't put there by the last administration.
God, how dare this guy sit there and say those lies to that nurse? And how many healthcare workers have died from this shit? A lot.
I've heard we have tremendous supply to almost all places. Tremendous supply.
God, jeez. This is not how you want to handle Nurses Day or whatever the fuck you're doing there, Donald. God. Boy, it's not going well for him. Jeez. Obama would have handled all of this.
We didn't have ventilators. We didn't have medical equipment. We didn't have testing. The tests were broken. You saw that. We had broken tests. Once again, you can't test for a virus that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
We can't test for COVID-20.
Right.
When it comes out. We can't.
Yeah. And wasn't the problem that he didn't jump on testing right away, and then the CDC had to use existing tests that they had that weren't right for the virus.
Right. And the WHO offered us a shit ton of tests.
Okay.
And Trump said no.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you say no?
Because they're broken. Because they're bad. Because they're evil. They're World Health Organization.
God, imagine in Florida if you had shit tons of testing. Then I would be like, hey, maybe we can open up or something. God.
David Muir, the interview with ABC last night was really not. He kind of let Trump get away with a lot of shit.
Yeah.
He said, you're now applying for the job again, running for re-election. What did you do when you became president to restock those cupboards that you said were bare?
Okay. Good question.
Trump said, well, I'll be honest. I have a lot of things going on. We had a lot of people that refused to allow the country to be successful. They wasted a lot of time on Russia, Russia, Russia. That turned out to be a total hoax. Then they did Ukraine, and that was a total hoax. Then they impeached the president of the United States for absolutely no reason. So he's claiming I was so busy.
Well,
fending off all these attacks.
You know who doesn't have a lot
at the golf course?
God. Oh yeah, at the golf course. In January, golfing, and in February, golfing, right? And in campaign events, he has a lot going on. Well, yeah, he does.
Well, that's why people just laugh at him with that one. I was just too busy.
Think of all the dead people. Think of all the dead people because of him.
So much going on.
Yeah, so much
going
on.
So much going on, you know.
Gosh, and you know what? You had so much going on, and that's why there's a lot of dead people. Right? I mean, that accounts for a lot of the dead people because he waited February to do fucking shit.
If I hadn't closed China, it'd be millions. It'd be 2 million, they said. Even more. I've heard estimates it might be 10. I saved 10 million people.
Yes, yes.
I'm not joking, by the way.
God.
With that. That's.
He says he saved 10 million people?
I think he said up to 5. You know how he inflates numbers.
So there was an estimate that said 2.5 million people, if they don't start doing shit. This is when he was still dicking around saying it's gonna be fine, it's going away, we got it. So then they got that report that scared the shit out of them that said, if you don't do something now, they're estimating 2.5 million people. And Trump said, so then now when they started saying it's going to be 20,000, no, it's going to be 50,000, no, it's going to be, now it's like, what, 100 and something thousand that they're estimating. He's still saying, well, you know, I heard it was going to be 2 million. It was going to be 2 million. Some say it could have been even more. Five. Well,
you know,
five
all
million.
Those numbers are staggering. And what makes me nervous is that this reopening is being sold on the idea that there's a vaccine coming, right? And there's a vaccine coming in a year. In a year. Will it be coming in a year? What if it's delayed? What if he's lying? What if there's no fucking vaccine? I don't think I sound like a lunatic. I'm just saying, this could fuck us all up. I mean,
well, and not only are there a bunch of assholes who are like, we're getting back, open everything up. But now there's a growing group of those who are just like, they're anti-masks now. They're anti-social distance. They're anti-mask. There was a tweet. Somebody retweeted and commented on it, but one of the tweets was like, I'm not stepping foot into Costco until you rescind your mask rule.
Good. Thank you. That's a great deal.
Well, I mean, but they don't consider it that way.
Oh, yeah, I do. Thank you very much. Please stop saying you will go in places because of that. That means we'll just see less of you. And I think that's a good thing. God, that's so stupid.
This person retweeted and said, Costco currently out of stock of fucks for you.
That's Costco.
No
wow.
Fucks given.
They got a lot of fucks there. Oh no.
So that's the headline. Some of the headlines.
Yeah.
I mean, so these assholes saying we're not wearing masks.
Right.
Where is that story?
It's on the internet.
Oh, here we go.
It's right there.
This is Forbes.
Yes.
Even though Trump says, Spanish flu, pandemic ended in 1917.
Okay.
It actually is 1918, and he just keeps repeating that over and over. He doesn't care.
I know that. Everybody fucking... Shelby!
In the middle of a devastating global pandemic, a few thousand people gathered in San Francisco to protest against measures meant to slow the spread of the virus. Many of the protesters at the meeting claimed the measures were trampling on their constitutional rights. While a few others argued the measures weren't working anyway, the group called itself the Anti-Mask League.
Oh, God!
And the story blends right into today's news, but it took place in January of 1919.
Holy fuck.
When the virus was sweeping through San Francisco and the rest of the world.
And there were these people in San Francisco that were anti-mass. And they all died, right? Did they all fucking die?
Things got a lot worse.
Okay. Well, look, that's great that you're sharing that with everyone, because now we can learn from this history, right? Now we need to wear motherfucking masks.
Seen the pictures of the
I have
of the beaches in Texas
and here,
yeah. So, San Francisco joined other cities around the country in recommending and then requiring a few days later people wear masks when they're in public. Some people complained,
right?
Masks are a hassle. Requiring people to wear them is unconstitutional.
It is a hassle. Yes. It good point. It is a hassle. It's a hassle if you're asymptomatic and you breathe on someone that I give a fuck about and you kill them. That's a hassle too, dickhead. God, fuck. Jesus Christ. Fucking
and
beach.
And they weren't sure. They recommended masks at the time in California, but they had gauze masks, which was the standard. But they weren't sure it was 100% effective, and they were right.
Right.
Because gauze is less useful at stopping than there's.
Because it's more breathable.
Virus
right?
particles than the multiple layers of tightly woven cotton the CDC is recommending today. The fashionable drapes of chiffon many women were wearing did no good at all.
Yeah, yeah. It's important to look cool, but it's also important not to kill people with your asymptomatic fuck shit.
Well, you get the difference, though. But by late 1918, masks had become a national symbol of responsibility and patriotism.
Right. And it got there because a lot of people died.
Slowing the spread of the flu became part of the war effort in the final months of World War I.
Yeah.
A Red Cross public service announcement at the time. The man or woman or child who will not wear a mask is now a dangerous slacker.
Boy, will we get there?
In cities like San Francisco, people found not wearing masks were charged with disturbing the peace. Most paid $5 fines, which, you know, what, 50 bucks now?
Yeah.
Which went straight to the Red Cross.
Right.
Some went to jail until it became apparent that crowding people in jails during a pandemic was not bad. A great idea. Yeah.
Cuomo talked about that.
Most people complied with the rules, though.
Yeah.
City officials estimated about 80% of San Francisco wore their masks.
Cuomo's told the cops that make people wear their fucking masks.
One of those who didn't was then Mayor James Rolfe. Reporters caught him out in public unmasked, posing with a congressman, an admiral, and two judges, all barefaced. When the city's police chief saw the photo, he fined his boss, the mayor, $50.
Oh, you know who that reminds me of? Oh, little Randy Paul. Little unmasked Randy Paul dickbag. But he had
San Francisco finally rescinded its mask order just 10 days after the end of the war. People ripped off their masks, tore them into pieces, and tossed them in the streets.
Okay. That might have been a bad idea, guys. Honestly. Not trying to be a dickhead.
That was the first wave.
Right. Right. That was the first wave.
Just like today, the drastic measures San Francisco and the rest of the country took in 1918 seemed to work. Flatten the curve wasn't a term people used back then, but that is what seemed to be happening.
Oh my God, this
by mid-November, fewer people were getting sick, and San Francisco began to reopen just as parts of the world are doing today. People packed into theaters, eager to get back to business and pleasure as usual.
Not me.
And within 2 weeks, the deadly flu had made a dramatic comeback. And in San Francisco and all over the world, the second wave was worse than the first. By mid-January 29th
this is horrible. Why don't we just not do this? I mean, why don't we just not do what you're reading?
By mid-January 2019, city officials once again ordered people to wear their masks. In the midst of the devastating outbreak, a group of between 2,000 and 4,000 people decided to hold a large public gathering.
Oh my God!
To protest being told to wear the mask. So fucking assholes have been around for quite a while in this country.
And are these also white supremacists and Nazis and shit like that?
I mean, I don't know. It would seem that you know, is kind of the same kind of vibe.
I was going to say vibe too. this story has a real KKK vibe.
The Anti-Mask League, as the group called itself, eventually presented a petition to the Board of Supervisors demanding the repeal of the mask ordinance.
But they wear those Klan hoods. I mean, what's the big deal?
It says the members accounted for less than 1% of San Francisco's population at the time. Ironically, that's close to the same number of people who died of the 1918 influenza outbreak in the city.
Right. I wonder if people back then were selling motherfuckers colloidal silver to combat it. I fucking bet you.
Other shit. Undoubtedly. Everything.
Jesus Christ.
Because there was no internet, no TV.
Was there an FDA or anything
to,
like that?
Prevent, you know, to get the word out there that it's bullshit. So people drive into town and be like, hey,
I got a leech.
Buy my bull testicle juice. Oh, yeah. It'll help you.
Right. We've got some yak ejaculate. It's topical.
So there you go. So just so you know, spectacular moronic assholes have existed for quite some time in this country.
No, but we've already done this. We did this. We already did this. What we're doing right now, we already did this.
Right.
We don't have to do it again.
Oh.
Who was president back then? Who was president?
Oh, who the fuck knows?
I mean, it has to be a better president than Trump. Right? I mean,
I don't know.
Hey, Siri.
So there you go.
Siri, who was president during the Spanish flu of 1918?
Yeah. Did it work?
I don't know. Woodrow Wilson.
Woody.
Okay, he was. He's a better president than Donald Trump.
Oh, and he—I thought he was considered one of the most awful.
Well, he's got to be better. Is he better?
Oh, undoubtedly, yeah, yeah. I think Trump is got to be up there in the the worst. Anyway, the also going on in the world.
Yes.
Let's get to this thing that infuriated me, and there's going to be yelling.
Oh man.
I hardly knew about this, to be honest with you, because the evil popo and the
oh, God,
and the prosecutors and shit have done a great job of burying this and covering it up and shit.
Right.
But now we got video coming out. And this is Georgia.
God damn it.
Did you hear about this one? Ahmaud Arbery. Newly released footage. It's unreal. It's unreal. Yeah. These two fucking asshole, racist, white, knuckle dragger.
Guys. Yes.
They saw Mr. Arbery, 25 years old, jogging in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they've admitted that there had been burglaries in the neighborhood. They didn't have a fresh burglary that they had a witness. Right. There have been burglaries in the neighborhood.
So we just shot someone.
And they saw this 25-year-old black man jogging in the neighborhood. They told the cops they thought he was a burglar. Nobody had seen him commit any crimes or anything. So they decide they were going to citizens arrest him.
Oh, my fucking God. These dumb fucking
this
idiots.
This white racist motherfucker named... Where is his name?
What, how is that even a fucking thing?
Travis McMichael.
Yes.
And they pull his truck in front of him. Oh, he tries to kind of go around the truck. This asshole hops out with a shotgun.
What the fuck?
And then they go in front of the truck, and then there's a struggle. So obviously he pulled the shotgun on this guy. This guy doesn't know what's going on.
He's jogging.
And then they're struggling. The gun goes off. They're struggling over the gun. You can now see them struggling. The gun goes off a couple more times. Mr. Arbery staggers and falls.
Because these guys just happened to see a black
man. He attacked me when we confronted him.
Confronted him?
And the local police were like, well, that sounds spot on.
Georgia.
But get this. The older guy in the car... I think the father of this cum stain.
Yes.
That did the shooting used to be work for the DA's office.
Oh, I see. Oh, so they were going to bury this. They were going to fucking bury this, right?
This is the New York Post. Newly released footage resembles a scene from the 19th century.
It's insane.
A pair of white men in a white pickup truck harassing a black jogger on a deserted Georgia road.
It's 2020, man.
In the footage, Arbery is seen trying to avoid the truck as he jogs, veering to the left, only to have one member of the duo, Travis McMichael, stop him shotgun in hand. A struggle ensues when Arbery veers right, shots ring out, apparently fired from a handgun. Oh, the father shot him. Apparently from a handgun by McMichael's father, Greg, standing in the bed of the pickup.
Oh, my God. So the
So the younger asshole confronted him with a shotgun. There a struggle ensued. Arbery tried to get around him, and he probably stopped him.
Yeah.
We're arresting you.
Yeah.
I'm citizen arresting you. So then Arbery is struggle with him, and white racist fuck in the older man in the truck.
Yeah.
Pulled his handgun shot him.
From the bed downward. That's so fucked up. This is horrible. God.
Let's see. Arbery's killers initially told cops they thought he was a burglar, but a blogger, an investigative blogger, pointed out from the police account, police report, quote, McMichael hadn't seen Arbery commit any crime and yet was attempting to cut him off in the middle of the road.
That's insane.
That's the police report.
That's crazy. And then confronted him with a weapon.
The father and son claimed they pulled up beside Arbery when, in fact, the video shows that they pulled in front of him, turned the car sideways like an ambush.
Holy shit. Wait, where did the video come from?
Somebody in a car behind or whatever.
Okay. Why would they
do
this?
Now, they're saying that because of Georgia law, because they were... going after who they thought was a suspect.
They shouldn't have to be held accountable.
Fine. And this, and I'm sure this black man morphed into a demon
right
in front
absolutely.
Of them. And they felt their little white lives threatened.
God
damn.
So
they gunned him down.
Shit. Have these guys been charged with murder?
Under Georgia law, quote, a private person may arrest an offender if the offense is committed in his presence or within his immediate knowledge.
No knowledge. The only reason they thought he was out jogging. And he's black. That's why they thought he was
burglarizing. There was no crime committed.
Yeah.
There had been some burglaries in the neighborhood that, you know, it's a black one. God. You know, there's some black guy doing burglaries in the neighborhood. They saw him running.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got pissed.
So are they charged with murder?
No, they're out. No.
What?
They're finally.
But there's video
now
of
talking
it.
About sending it to a grand jury, which won't convene for another 2 or 3 months because of COVID.
And meanwhile, this guy's family, what do they tell the family? That he shouldn't have been jogging there?
Well, it's Georgia, yeah.
That it was their right to run him down in the road? And this guy is, I can't imagine what that dude went through. He's jogging, and
if
then
the offense,
all of a sudden a truck pulls in front of you and there's a guy with a gun?
Georgia law, if the offense is a felony, the offender is escaping or attempting to escape, a private person may arrest him upon reasonable and probable grounds of suspicion. None of which is there.
It's not jogging. Even if you're black, not jogging.
Well, according to them, that's what they're going to say.
Yeah.
Well, he was black.
So what? Okay.
You now, guys- of course, a neighbor on the block had called in a report to 911 of an African-American man inside a house under construction. But they don't know that it was him. Nobody knows if it was him or not.
It sounds like this guy's jogging.
It says McMichaels didn't have immediate knowledge that it was Arbery. Even if he had visited the construction site, it doesn't mean he was burglarizing it or that he had anything to do with any burglaries that had taken place in the neighborhood.
And it sounds like, I'm not a lawyer, but it sounds like the spirit of the citizen's arrest shit is that it's a last resort. Like,
and you have to see them committing the crime
right,
or whatever.
Right. And it's rare. It rarely.
Nor could the McMichaels, these scumfuck racist pigs, avail themselves of Georgia's stand your ground law, because by the footage, it was obvious the two of them assailed an unarmed man for no good reason. And because he tried to fight back.
Yeah.
They're saying they were justified because that Negro came at me.
You nearly ran him down with your truck and you pulled a gun on him. What do you want? He's jogging. God, these guys.
One person wrote, there's no reason these McMichaels should have confronted Arbery.
Right.
Even if he were guilty of everything they suspect him of. Not.
Yeah.
They're not cops. They didn't personally witness him commit any crimes.
God damn.
The risk that they would misidentify an innocent man as a criminal, it was perfectly foreseeable.
Yeah.
In other words, these dumb fuck redneck racist motherfucker armed asshole knuckle draggers.
They were looking for something like
exactly.
this.
Exactly. They were listening. They were probably listening on the scanner when they heard that police report go through. Yeah. They're like, we're going to go bag us a Negro.
Or they just saw a black man going down the street. And they just decided to, let's go kill this guy. God.
This country fucking sucks sometimes. It really does.
Fucking bad. And you know, whoever is trying to bury this story, you know, they're like, oh, thank God we have this coronavirus. No one's paying attention.
Well, now this video got out somehow, and yeah. I don't know the whole story there. We're still finding out. It came out today. This video. This is 3 months ago. Happened
for the good of society. I
February.
Mean, someone needs to be charged with murder because there's a guy dead for jogging.
Two somebodies.
Yeah,
need to be charged with murder.
Absolutely. There's a guy dead. He's dead because he was jogging, and he happened to jog in the vicinity of a couple of ignorant fucking racists that were armed.
And I just read the statute. So by definition, them trying to make a citizen's arrest was not valid because they did not witness a felony being committed. They did not have direct knowledge that that person had committed a crime. They thought he looked like a black somebody who might have fit a description.
You know, if you find yourself in a situation where you're like, you know what, I'm going to make a citizen's arrest, you should really think about it because it's a rare thing, right? It doesn't happen.
Right.
This is stupid.
So what happened was the first DA recused.
Okay.
Because older white fuck murdering racist pig.
Yes.
Had worked in that DA's office.
God.
So he recused. That's he or she. I don't have that in front of me. The next one also had to recuse because young white racist murdering fuck monster had worked in their office.
Gee, would you say there was a culture of racism?
So now this new DA has finally decided that the case, quote, should be presented to the grand jury.
Oh, okay.
For consideration of criminal charges.
Jesus Christ.
But now they're. I thought I saw a report where they're pissy about the video. Like, how did this video get out?
So fucking what? Thank God it got out. Thank God this video exists. I mean, without this video, who knows? Who knows what would happen with these guys?
It's horrific. I saw the video. It's horrific.
And it's just Georgia. Horrific. They better not get off. For the good of society, they should die in jail.
Fat,
or something.
White,
yes.
Rednecks, stereotypical. Ooh. I'm looking at them. Fat, white, truck-driving, redneck, racist motherfuckers.
There's a picture of them.
Pieces of shit.
A
vermin.
Meme that says murder that's going around. Murderers.
So, I mean, and
fucking horrible.
Black Twitter is saying, so we're just back to the time now where you can just start lynching black men.
Yeah.
Because he looked at my girlfriend wrong. Let's string him up.
God, it's like To Kill a Mockingbird.
He must have done some kind of crime.
I mean, how archaic is this? It's a guy running down the street. He's jogging and he happens to be black and he gets shot to death by two fucking rednecks in a pickup. Think about that though. How the fuck? What happened to these people? Did they saw a black guy running down the street and they're like, that guy must be up to some crime.
Well, how did they know about the police report? Obviously they were monitoring the police reports or something, or
I thought that they just assumed that the black jogger was up to something.
I thought it sounded like they had heard that there was a suspicious Negro at a construction site.
Yeah. God.
And what could he steal? He's wearing a t-shirt and jogging shorts. What did he steal from the construction site?
Why wouldn't it occur to you to say he's jogging? Maybe there's that.
He ran away.
Well, he's jogging.
No, black men don't jog. They run away from stuff.
But that's the very essence of jogging. You're running. And as you're running, there's something that's here that's you're running away from, technically. Right? I mean, it's running. It's running away. God damn. Those guys better go to jail, man. I mean, really.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's horrific. Shame on us. All our fucking guns and our racism. And
Brunswick
our dumb fucking shit.
Brunswick, Georgia.
Yeah, yeah.
Other neighbors said they'd seen him running by their homes every day for years. One neighbor said he was known for running in their neighborhood.
Okay.
Her security camera would ping into her phone as he raced by every day. Yep, there goes Ahmad, she would say.
That's kind of crazy, but okay.
Well, you know.
But everybody knew the guy was jogging. These guys, what, were they drunk? Were they fucked up or something? They're just racist fucking dickheads.
No, it's the middle of the day. Oh, well, I'm not. It's like they can't be drunk in the middle of the day. What am I? What the hell's wrong with me?
This is Brunswick, Georgia. I know where this is. This is on the coast. This is on the shitty coast of Georgia. No offense, guys, but it is. It's whatever. It's north of Savannah.
In the film, an unidentified person in a car films Arbery jogging towards a white truck parked on the road where two men stand, one in the bed of the truck and another just to its side. We pulled up next to him and said, "Excuse me, sir, could we talk to you for a second?"
So they're just standing guard out there?
They pulled ahead of him. The truck is in the middle of the road. Old white fuck is standing in the bed of the truck. Young white fuck is getting out of the passenger side. This is an ambush.
Oh, my God.
An armed ambush.
They saw the guy and...
Yeah, pulled ahead of him.
And killed him.
They have not been arrested or charged with anything.
That can't be right either. They haven't been arrested. What the fuck? There's a video of them shooting someone. How is that? How the fuck is that?
They argue they were abiding by their stand your ground statute, a similar defense used by George fucking Zimmerman.
That's right.
Oh, look, another vigilante who decided that there was a suspicious Negro. I'm going to confront him with my gun, and then when he gets mad and tries to protect himself, I'm going to shoot him and claim he morphed into an evil, violent killer, and I had to protect myself.
God, he was...
Fucking cowardly pussies.
Yeah. They are. God. Trayvon Martin was 18, right? Or 17?
Younger, yeah. 17.
That's insane. That's insane. And that was so long ago. When was that? That was like 2010-ish?
Yeah. It's a, well, shocker. It's a predominantly white neighborhood.
Oh, shit. Why would he be jogging there? God damn. People are so fucked up. They're racist. That's the thing, man. You can't have that conversation. So many people think by just saying you're racist, you're playing into some sort of weird identity politics. And it says instead of trying to find harmony, you're accentuating how you're different. But
initially, the prosecutors chose not to press charges. Documents and state records show the older McMichael is a former police detective and district attorney investigator. A member of the ACLU said it's a really corrupt police department.
Oh, is it? They weren't going to press charges.
On Tuesday night, more than 2 months after Arbery was shot, the Georgia Bureau of Investigations announced that the Glynn County Police had never asked them to investigate the shooting, but instead asked them to look into the threats people were making against the police for the shooting.
Shut the fuck up. I mean,
those people are threatening us that we just let a Negro get killed on the street.
Yeah. Imagine. You don't
What's
care.
His world coming to?
The cops literally don't care if the citizens that they're supposed to protect are getting shot to death.
So now that this video is out, the attorney general.
Georgia?
Yeah. Spoke out. The attorney general said, "I expect justice to be carried out as swiftly as possible."
Fuck. And Kemp said something like that? Uh-oh. Jeez. That's crazy.
There are, there have been dozens of people, it says, going to and fro protesting in front of the McMichael's home. Good.
Well, yeah.
To started today now in the state capitol about it.
How old was the guy?
25.
25 years old? Jesus Christ. That's bullshit.
The let's see, the Attorney General. I don't know what's going on. This is
well, the guys.
Oh, they say this is just. This person says they're not surprised it happened, but this is just racism. Honestly, they said.
Well, at least maybe the
honestly, this is just racism.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do you even have to ask the question? If the jogger was white, would he have been shot at or thought
racism
of, or
and,
even
and
thought of
cronyism?
Yeah, it's all the bad.
I'll stack it all together. These guys, nothing happened to him because daddy was the shooter was a detective.
Imagine in our police. There's,
you should see the picture. The jogger is maybe 50 feet behind the car. Oh, I moved away from it. And the white guy in the fucking bed of the car standing there with his gun as the other big fat white waddler is crawling out of the side of the white pickup truck with his shotgun.
All these people that you see at these protests, this Stay Home America bullshit, those fucking people in Michigan, these are all just the same bunch of fucking white domestic terrorist motherfuckers. That's terrorism.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't jog down a fucking street with, you know, that looks like something out of a fucking movie. Like, you just wouldn't see that.
And the fact that the Zimmerman went free is like, just shows you
that's
what this,
insanity.
What this, how fucked this country is.
Stand your ground.
So you can go confront an innocent person. You're armed and you can confront them. And if they try to run or defend themselves, you can shoot them and no fucking penalty whatsoever.
I think race will play a factor into that too.
Yeah.
Boy. God. You know, and also you can't ignore that this is happening in Trump's America. You just can't ignore that.
Right.
You got a president that's racist. This racist piece of shit. He has no feelings.
Emboldening people like this and scum like this.
You know, and Trump dehumanizes people. And he makes it easier for him, his idiot followers, to do the same fucking thing. I mean, when this guy doesn't even talk about all the dead people from this COVID, our president, it's like he's dehumanizing them. He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't see that as life. And these Trumpsters, they feel the same fucking way. They're racist bastards. Who do you think these fuckheads voted for?
Oh, jeez.
Get the fuck out of here.
Let me think for a moment.
God, this goddamn Donald Trump is a motherfucking cancer. It really is. God, it just brings out the worst. The worst. How the fuck can you not vote blue? How the fuck? You must be, I don't know, brain damaged. Jesus.
Let's see. Stay tuned for the rest of the week, everybody, for Friday, yes. Faithless Friday. We'll have some updates on what's going on with the Jim Baker situation.
What do you mean? Oh, that's not fair. Oh no.
I don't have a clip, but they've filed some lawsuits claiming
Jim Baker has.
Quote, the silver solution was made available to this generation by God. Therefore, by preventing them from selling it, you're infringing on their religious freedom.
Your religious freedom to sell me something that
Do you remember the Rastafarians? For years and years saying our religious freedom and theirs is that we smoke marijuana.
Right.
And white people everywhere said, we don't fucking care.
Yeah, fuck
that. Your religion isn't good enough.
Right.
To qualify as religious freedom. Now these assholes are saying, we want to sell colloidal silver, our religious freedom.
We're like, they want to sell colloidal silver and tell you that it cures AIDS or herpes or COVID. That's their religious freedom. Jesus, the Rastafarians
just want to smoke weed.
Smoke weed, and that actually has a benefit. I don't know. I mean, I guess colloidal silver probably has a benefit, right? I'm sure in some sort of like process where you're working with wood or something, you could rub it on something to.
If you want to turn your skin blue and look like a Smurf.
If you have a door.
If you want a Smurf LARP.
I still don't have a...
For the rest of your life, by the way, it doesn't go away.
Yeah, so. Not really LARPing.
Yeah. I'm still losing my mind over that.
Yeah, that's just horrible. I mean, it's disgusting.
So there you go.
It's just, it's everywhere though, this racism.
Yeah.
It's fucking everywhere.
We did play this right-wing asshole Ooh. Not too long ago. This is right. Ann Vandersteel, okay. Steel Truth show.
Oh, yes.
On the YouTube.
I think I remember this.
She's got a different guest this time. This is Citizen W. She apparently has her own YouTube channel also.
Hey, when you can't book QAnon.
Well, that's what they're talking about.
Shut up.
No, she's a Q. She's a QAnon.
Well, how's that working for her?
Well, listen.
Last night, I got a phone call from a source who, to me, has never been wrong and is saying that Comey will be arrested on Sunday, Clapper Monday, Brennan Tuesday. And when I say Comey, it's the proverbial we of Comey. It's the McCabe, Strzok, Page people that worked under James Comey.
So this is this coming Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Let's see what this fucking moron has to say yes. next Wednesday.
Well, I mean,
you know, one of my sources that's never been wrong. Well, how are you going to feel about this source on next Wednesday, you asshole, when Obama's not in chains and Comey's not in jail?
Mysterious ways, and it's three-dimensional chess. And here's a terrifying thought. There's no way she's right. There's no way it'll happen.
Get the fuck out of here.
Page. People that worked under James Comey, Clapper and his Department of Homeland Security's minions, and Brennan and his minions over at the C_A will be arrested on Tuesday, which, by the way, we start this on 5-3 and we end these arrests on 5-5. So for you Q folks out there, 5-5 means a lot in this world. And to have those three rounded up by 5-5 is pretty, pretty important. Last night, I got a phone call from a source who, to me, has never been wrong and is saying that Comey will be arrested on Sunday, Clapper Monday, Brennan.
Looped
well,
over.
Listen,
And it's this weird numerology bullshit. Right. You know, 5-5 means a lot to Q because in September of 2017, Q tweeted.
Yeah, well, I was about to say, it means a lot to any QAnon loon if you tell them that it means something.
Well, yeah, and you can retroactively fit bullshit into your theories as much. It's very easy to go back in time and mold your theory to fit what actually happened.
And I kudos to this right wing nut job. Boy, she just rattles off those facts, man. Oh, yeah. Yang, 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 yang. God,
she's I mean, she's well lit. She's wherever she's filming, whatever basement she's filming from. She's doing pretty well.
Last night, I got a phone call from a source who, to me, has never been wrong and is saying that Comey will be arrested on Sunday, Clapper Monday, Brennan Tuesday. And when I say Comey, it's the proverbial we of Comey. It's the McCabe, Strzok, Page people that worked under James Comey, Clapper and his Department of Homeland Security's minions, and Brennan and his minions over at the C_A will be arrested on Tuesday, which.
CIA, why does she take out the I, the C_A?
Because she doesn't want to be pinged by the gumshoes or some shit. You know,
The middle word is intelligence.
Oh, is this comedy?
I think she's I think she's being funny.
Damn, you know what's scary about this? That did not look like what I thought it would look like. I thought it would look like a Coach Dave situation.
No, she's got a really nice green screen sitch going on. She's got
Someone will look
Chirons
at that.
At the bottom. Yeah. She's lit. Like I said, she looks like she's in a studio. She's lit really well. She's made up. Her hair's done. She looks good.
It looks like normal news is a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, but Alex Jones looks like a news show.
Or A will be arrested on Tuesday, which, by the way, we start this on 5-3 and we end these arrests on 5-5. So
a second.
That's today. Now, wait.
That was yesterday.
Shit. Okay.
Well, hold the phone here, everyone.
Will you look that up? Will you look up Comey?
I don't think.
Just type Comey into Google News and see what pops up.
I don't think Comey was arrested on Sunday, was he?
I did not check.
And Clapper and.
I didn't check. I don't know. I have no idea, actually. I didn't look to see if they were arrested. I mean, don't you feel like we might have heard something, though?
And Brennan?
Yeah. Because, you know, I do this thing on Saturday and Sunday. I spend the day just refreshing that HuffPo news headline just to see, just to make sure that it's still trending. It's still more horrific than the last. It's always more horrific than the last. Your president doesn't care about you is the latest one. Or doesn't care if you die. We're living in a horror movie. This is an end of the world horror movie. And that goddamn ad by the Lincoln Project or whoever the fuck they are. Boy, guys. Jeez.
It's good.
It's very good. And
oh, anyway, I don't think I finished what I was saying earlier. Yes. That someone with that. Had tweeted Rick Wilson and said, in general, we need an ad about Jared. And Rick Wilson was like, okay, we're on that kind of thing. So,
oh, shit. Ooh, got to have a watch party when that shows up. What do you think's going to, what is that going to be about? Just him being a dumb fucking twunt that looks like sandwich meat. Like, if you gave me a glob of sandwich meat, you're like, make a person. I'm like, oh, here's Jared Kushner, who, by the way, is officially the worst fucking Jared.
You Q folks out there, 5'5 means a lot in this world. And to have those three rounded up by 5'5 is pretty, pretty important.
There you go.
Holy shit. It's pretty, pretty important.
It's pretty, pretty important.
Wow. Well, I didn't see anything in the news. I feel like, do you feel like if who's arrested? Comey on Sunday?
Clapper, Brennan.
Brennan, Clapper's
Page,
arrested.
Strzok, Page, Strzok, McCabe.
The lovers.
Yeah.
What about Obama?
All of the above.
What about Hillary?
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, could we have missed that headline? Could you miss the headline?
So I'm sure you'll be pleased to hear this. Yes.
So what she said, I mean, she must have made a statement today apologizing for her fuck up.
I don't have today's.
Well, she must have said something.
I don't have her today's.
How could,
who do you think this? She's fully renouncing QAnon and all of its
who is this person?
Bullshittery. Ann Vandersteel
dang. What do you have to say for yourself? You were wrong. Did you do a prediction about the Mayan calendar earlier this year you want to apologize for as well?
Has everyone been wondering and asking the question, mm-hmm. Where's Rudy?
I don't know.
Where's Rudy during all this?
Well, I don't know. Fucking his cousin.
Well, it turns out that Rudy is doing a podcast.
You have clips. Shit, yes.
And
oh my god,
Giuliani served as mayor of New York City from 1994 to 2001.
Yes,
he was recently on Newsmax TV.
Okay.
With host Greg Kelly.
Right, Greg Kelly. Oh yeah, shit, yes.
He has been doing his podcast.
Okay.
But here's a little taste of
jeez.
Of
do you think Rudy can figure out how to put it on like iTunes and Spotify and shit like that?
Just here's my question though. Do you sense, or better yet, your client, the president, does he sense that there's an element, a political element, that wants to keep this going to inflict political damage on him?
God.
Jesus Christ.
Why don't you just try to pull his last four meals out of his rectum with your tongue? Seriously. I mean, it's you can't. Give him more.
I got it. I just found some chicken tenders. I mean, I know. And like, what is, who would listen to this? Because this is, there, I don't
so think. Do you think the president feels there's something political going on here that they want to keep this going politically?
Who is this whore? What is the whore's name?
No, some.
The guy, Greg Kelly? Greg Kelly, God.
Greg Kelly, yeah.
Greg Kelly. Greg Kelly's one of these assholes. It's like, hi, I'm Greg Kelly. Look at this. This is a layup.
Well, it's Newsmax.
It's a layup.
He probably just finished doing the story of the two Patriots that saved a Georgia town from a crime spree.
Oh, God.
By bravely shooting a rampaging Negro.
Hey, thanks for giving Giuliani this fuckhead a platform. Good for you. Way to be. Thank you.
to inflict political damage on him and make him vulnerable for
the... Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Of course. Of course there is. What's wrong? Are you fucking kidding me?
Fucking bootlickers.
I can't answer for him, except he's a very intelligent man. I can't, you know... You'd have to be a dope not to realize it. I mean, why is it only the Democratic governors that want to hang on to this power?
Why is it only the Democratic governors?
Yeah. Is Rudy Giuliani, again, this guy is supposed to be in charge of cybersecurity, some tech shit. He sounds like he's calling in on a 56K modem connection. It sounds like garbage.
You know, listen, you'd have to be a dope not to realize it. I mean, why is it only the Democratic governors that want to hang on to this power? Why is it the, you know, the governor of California and the mayor of Chicago and the governor of Michigan wants to lock up the whole state? And they go to police powers right away.
God. They go to police powers right away.
I mean, how is he as a mayor? Did he go to police powers right away? I mean, isn't this stop and frisk, right? Is he not stop and frisk? What the fuck is that, dude?
Well, and Republicans are anti-police now. It's amazing how quickly they flip.
I mean, especially today's show. I mean, geez, I think the Republicans, God.
And they go to police powers right away. I mean, you got to do this by consent. You can't take away a person's right to worship and do it with, you know, arrest. Look at the governor of Virginia. That's the guy who's confused about whether you can have an abortion after the baby is born.
It's just not true. No, they take the baby out and then they shoot the baby in the head.
Oh, and then stuff it back in.
Oh, shit, yes. Yeah. They move the fetus. This is insane. And it's insane that he sounds like such garbage. What's up with this dog? This dog
is like looking at Rudy.
Right. Oh, yeah. Is this video?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just a podcast.
No. He's on. Let me back it up a few seconds.
Right to worship and do it with, you know, arrest. Look at the governor of Virginia. That's the guy who's confused about whether you can have an abortion after the baby is born. That guy gave a criminal summons to a minister who had 12 people in a church for a Palm Sunday service.
Right.
Yeah, because he's being responsible.
You know what they've also done? They've also arrested people in bars. They've also arrested people at other gatherings. But these Christians, you can't tell them that because they don't care. You can close bars, but you can't close the God. You can't close the Lord.
I mean, I've heard people on Maddow say, they've talked about that. You know, are you discriminating? Do you think you're discriminating by not allowing, you know, these churches to open? These mass gatherings? Are you against? They're like, I'm against all mass gatherings. I don't care what the fuck you're talking
Whether
about.
Whether it's the church or not, right.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, but the Christians get a chance to leap upon the cross.
You know what's scary is
and
that
display themselves.
Oh yes, it's like this guy for a time, if I understand correctly, was kind of like our State Department for a bit
in Ukraine, specifically. And
And doesn't that disturb anyone?
He was representing her?
I can't believe it.
This guy's wacko.
So there's a little bit of what Rudy's been having going on. There's a little more.
Gosh.
In a church with 255 people. I mean, you give them a warning.
It's astounding.
This is not for police power. And it is beginning to look like something.
They got warnings. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
They got plenty of warnings.
It's a weird thing that this guy is saying that wearing a mask and having the police enforce that is like you're in a police state. But think about the jogger that got gunned down. And in his state...
Well, he was black. They don't
care. Oh, yeah, that's true.
These law and order Republicans. But that only applies... It doesn't apply to them.
Oh, fuck no. Of course not.
We don't have to follow those laws. Those blacks have to follow those laws, though.
Shit, yes. Oh, we don't want you to have socialism. I want socialism when my company takes a shit.
Police power. And it is beginning to look like something predicted by Lord Acton, who said that socialism always leads to a form of authoritarianism.
Yes.
These people like power and they like to assert it over you because they think they're smarter than you are. And
that's you.
We know we're smarter than you.
That's you.
You better be careful that's because Trump. If that guy gets out of the basement and we possibly elect him, this is what we could be looking at. Well, he doesn't know what he's doing. They're going to be running the show. I mean,
he means Joe Biden.
The guy in the basement?
Yeah, yeah. Joe Biden's hiding in a basement now.
Isn't he? Because it's a says coronavirus. Rudy
broadcasting from his basement.
Yeah, yeah. And that's actually the responsible thing to do. I feel like if there are two presidential candidates and both of them, one of them is going to be president. Oh, my God. They should not be out and about in a pandemic for the good of our motherfucking country, I would think.
Yeah, we wouldn't want Trump to catch COVID.
Right. God, I mean, Trump's the kind of guy. Trump is the kind of dickhead that would be asymptomatic and spreading it. But he gets tested, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure. Oh, you're kidding me. He's testing it. God. He's probably carrying that little testing machine around with him. He's so germophobic.
It's in my semen.
So that's a little bit of what has Rudy been up to?
Doing a podcast. Holy shit.
And that's about the shit that he's spewing, this conspiracy theory crap.
Right. Rudy, can't Trump use you for something? This is the most important thing Rudy could be doing right now. I don't know what I want him to be actually doing, but it is weird.
Let's see.
Doing a podcast.
Good news?
Yes.
I guess.
You should do
circumstances.
You should do a podcast and name it exactly what Rudy's is, but use your Giuliani voice, but say like good progressive things and pretend it's Giuliani.
I have to think of names of it. Tweet us what names you think faux Giuliani show should be.
The only reason is because it might help. It might be good propaganda of the other side. They're like, listen to what Giuliani's saying.
So 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks ago now, I saw a tweet and we did it. I think I might have mentioned it on the show.
Yes.
As what would be a really cool thing that somebody tweeted and was getting to trend.
Okay.
And now it seems that it is coming to pass. I don't even remember who had started it, but they were asking President Obama.
Yes.
To give a nationwide commencement address.
Right.
To all the graduating college and high school, everybody, students.
That's fucking cool.
Who are being deprived of their of their actual commencement ceremonies.
Yeah.
And how cool would it be if President Obama decided to give a speech directed at them?
That's fucking awesome.
Now.
Yes.
YouTube.
Okay.
Apparently, one-upsmanship, because over at Facebook started a virtual commencement ceremony of their own, and their speaker is Oprah.
Damn.
And Miley Cyrus.
Right. Ooh, shit. Damn.
But YouTube now will be running a whole virtual commencement ceremony featuring speeches from President Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Lady Gaga,
damn,
Condoleezza Rice, and Malala Yousafzai, the Nobel Prize winner.
Right.
Education and women's rights advocate.
Where is Trump giving his speech?
With the global, I'm sure he'll.
You know,
are you kidding me?
They've announced
this. He's got to say, I have to do one. I have to address everybody.
You think this bothers him?
Oh, this will drive him crazy. He's ordering people right now. I have no doubt. Get three doors down. Get Jackie Ivanko.
But he'll want to give a real commencement speech and have a super spreading event.
When the global graduating class 2020 with the global graduating class 2020 unable to gather for in-person celebrations, celebrities are stepping up to the plate on digital platforms. This virtual commencement ceremony called Dear Class of 2020.
Yes.
Will premiere on June 6th, combining classic commencement day themes with a diverse array of entertainment that will capture all of the emotions of graduation, including pride, hope, optimism, and camaraderie.
Okay.
BTS will be performing at the virtual grad night after party.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Very exciting. BTS, the K-pop super group that is currently like the big stars on the whole fucking planet.
I know that. I don't know. Who are they?
Name one.
I know K-pop.
Name one BTS member.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. My favorite one. The God, that they're so good, though. You know, the thing about BTS is just, boy, this is especially, what did Miss America say?
So.
Geographically.
You want to hear a BTS song?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've heard them. But let's play
You're
them again.
Lying.
For anyone out there that doesn't know anything about these people, let's hear a song. If you don't know shit about this group, do not feel bad.
Here we go. This is a song called On.
Yes.
No, let me do this one. This is Boy With Love featuring Halsey. Oh, no. Wait, here's a better one. DNA.
Oh.
971 million views.
Holy shit. This is my karaoke song.
That's not them. Okay. Skipping ahead. I don't know how your Korean is, but that's
not good.
That's BTS.
Well, that looks cool. I mean, you know, I don't know.
It's a boy band, a Korean K-pop
boy band. Well, I got to brush up on my Korean boy band wiki. I don't know anything about the Korean music scene.
There will also be Alicia Keys, Kerry Washington, yes. Zendaya, Jackie Aina, and the Try Guys.
Okay.
The other virtual commencement ceremonies elsewhere.
Yes. Is Ivanka giving a speech? Is Jerry giving a speech?
I guess there's one for HBCUs. Show me your walk, HBCU edition.
Okay.
Historically black colleges and universities.
Right. Is Michael Flynn speaking anywhere for any commencement?
Lock her up. Yeah. Lock her up.
But really, nobody from the administration, the president isn't. That's weird.
We've got Graduate Together, America Honors the High School Class of 2020, which will air simultaneously on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC.
Oh, shit.
At 8 p.m. Eastern. That's really cool of the networks. Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Featuring guests including LeBron James, Bad Bunny, Megan Rapinoe, and Ben Platt.
Okay.
So there you go. BTS or Obama, though.
Oh, fuck. Well, that sucks. What about Ted Cruz? Is he speaking anywhere? Is he giving any of these speeches?
Sure.
Where are the Republicans? What about Mitch the Bitch? What about Mitch?
Who wants to hear Mitch McConnell's commencement speech?
No one. No, I would say no one wants to hear them at all.
So there you go.
That's awesome.
Exciting and good news. Inspirational. Yes.
Yeah, I saw that story today.
See, Trump was right on top of doing something like that, right? It was one of his first thoughts.
Oh, shit, yes.
How do I help people? How do I help people get through this? What can we do?
I want one of those gigs.
What can I do for free?
Yeah.
I have no doubt that he's going to want to do something.
Yeah.
We're going to see in the next few days, he's going to say, I will be delivering a commencement address for the entire country.
Yeah, man. I mean, the thing is with Donald Trump,
I'm signing an executive order that it's mandatory that you watch it.
Yes.
And that you hang pictures of me in your house.
Or you have to give your stimulus check back or some shit like that. Yeah, surely. Yeah. I mean, but like with Trump, it's like he has this knack for saying the worst shit about the best shit, you know? So whenever I hear a story like that, I always think, what's he going to tweet about it? I mean, this is a good thing.
How's he going to shit on something?
Yeah, he will definitely shit on this nice fucking thing. He will. I can't believe how he behaved at Nurses Day, at that ceremony. She said, she put herself out there.
A little sporadic. Oh, only for you.
She is looked at that nurse, that union leader was literally speaking up for her peers. We don't have enough PPE. And then he said, yes, you do.
She said she herself has been reusing
her mask, right?
N95s or whatever the fuck they are. Yeah.
Challenge is that? Is he fucking nuts? Yeah, he is. What a dickhead, man. What a fuck.
I saw this earlier. Trending.
Is this your boat?
Grandma killer is trending, the term.
Jesus Christ, okay.
Because some right-wing asshole of some right-wing asshole editor of Ricochet, I don't know what that is. Also some right-wing asshole podcast.
It's got to be some fucking gun thing,
Bethany
right?
Mandel is her name.
Oh, shit.
She tweeted, "You can call me a grandma killer. I'm not sacrificing my home, food on the table, all of our docs and dentists, every form of pleasure, museums, zoos, restaurants, all my..." First of all, flag on the field.
Museums?
You're not stepping foot in a museum, you lying piece of shit.
Why are you including museums?
"Every form of pleasure, all my kids' teachers, in order to make other people comfortable, if you want to stay locked down, do. I'm not."
You're in a home with Netflix. Yeah. Save your grandmother. If you're lucky enough to have your grandmother alive, save her. What the fuck is wrong with us? And fuck you, Chris Christie. We talked about that yesterday,
God,
right?
Somebody shared this person, not the. But his name is Christopher Reeves. Kansas DNC member. Oh, shit.
Okay.
This is a poor man.
Yeah, he must be drinking right now.
Works for Daily Kos. He responded to that and said, this is not her worst. And he shared a story she did in 2017. "We need to start befriending neo-Nazis."
What? You got a weird idea of what you need to do. Befriending neo-Nazis? That almost sounds like a musical number or something. That's insane. How do you...
Oh, which is interesting because I love the internet. They pulled a tweet of hers from 2014.
Okay.
"I have uncharitable things to say about someone who got on a flight knowing he had been exposed to Ebola."
Oh my God.
"And whose family ignored quarantine."
Holy fuck. Oh my.
"Hypocrisy, thy name is conservative."
I'm choking on it. We're just choking on it. It's crazy. God, befriend a Nazi.
I'm going to look that one up. And
how do I do that? What are the steps?
I'm going to look that up.
I guess I got to go to where do Nazis hang out? Where do they hang out? Around burning crosses and shit like that?
I want to see what her logic was. So I'll do my homework and we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Why are we befriending Nazis? Is she worried about like...
I don't know. All they had was a screen cap. So I don't know anything about that.
It's very strange.
Story,
I mean,
we got to get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Where's my music?
Nazis are sensitive, I guess, and they need friends, so good.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we'll be available. bad timing. Your favorite podcasting application are always available at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on social medias these days. Go to his website, radarcomedy.com. Check him out on all those social medias at Radar Comedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, and the Facebook.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
It's been a fun show, everybody. Yeah. Hey, let's do it again tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
ScrollGuard is disposable and washable, so you can stay clean every time. And shipping is discreet so that your privacy is protected. This product is not available in stores, so visit ScrowGuard.com to make sure you get yours. ScrowGuard, because protection is everything.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.